Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host. I just want to say welcome to each and every one of my brothers and sisters. Happy Preparation Day to one and each and every one of you. Let us start with a word of prayer. Kind and loving Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you and we praise you, Lord. We want to glorify and magnify your name because you are good and you're worthy to be praised. Oh, Lord, help us to be overcomers. Help us to trust in you with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind, and not to lead us to our own understanding, but in all thy ways, that we will acknowledge you, knowing that you are the author and the finisher of our faith. Let each and every one of us, our brothers and sisters, the speaker that will be coming at the appointed time, be with us, with him also. Forgive us of our sins. We ask our trespasses. Help us to be overcomers. Help us to be victorious over all besetting sin that so easily draws us away from you and point us in the wrong direction. Again, we thank you. Again, we praise you. We glorify, we magnify your name. Please be with each and every one of us that we will do everything in decency and in order. Forgive us where we have failed. We thank you yet for another Sabbath which is upon us. Please strengthen us. Protect us and guide us, O Lord. Pray. Amen. Okay. Welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you for joining us. God is truly good, and he's worthy to be praised. Just want to share before I open the line for a brief testimony and a Sabbath song or encouraging word or a recap from your devotion or some testimony from this week or from whatever the Lord put upon your heart that he has would have you to share with us to be encouraged and to encourage each other. Amen. All heaven was presented to me as beholding and watching upon the Sabbath those who acknowledge the claim of the fourth commandment. And we are observing the Sabbath. Angels were making their interest in and a high regard for this divine institution. Those who sanctify the Lord God in their heart by a strict devotional frame of mind and who sought to improve the sacred hours in keeping the Sabbath to the best of their ability and to honor God by calling the Sabbath a delight, these, the angels, were specially blessed with light and health and special strength to give them. But on the other hand, the angels were turning away from those who failed to appreciate the sacredness of God's sanctified day and were removing from them their light and their strength. I saw them overshadowed with a cloud, desponding and frequently said they felt a lack of the Spirit of God. Second testimony, page 704, paragraph 3. So let us, brothers and sisters, be encouraged to keep the Sabbath holy with whatever strength we have, and we know that the Lord will help us to keep it, keep it holy by his grace. Whatever, our feebleness can do and want to do and ask the Lord to help us, he will do the rest. But we have to have a desire to do it. And let's praise the Lord for his goodness, his mercy, and his ever-loving care for each and every one of us, his long-suffering for each and every one of us. So again, happy preparation day. Please press 1 if you would like to share, brothers and sisters. It's an encouraging time to praise the Lord and to praise his holy name and to encourage each other and to sing songs of praises and honor and adoration for our God, because he has blessed us with gifts and we also use it for his glory. So I'll go ahead and open the line for 518-482. Your line is now open. Happy preparation day.
Good evening, everyone, and happy Sabbath. I started the Sabbath from 6 o'clock. I was waiting a long time, Sister Carla.
Welcome. Oh, sorry.
Thank you.
Thank you. The floor is all yours. The floor is yours, about 10 or 15 minutes, your song and your praise report, your four line. I just love to hear your voice. Thank you, my sister. Go ahead.
Yes. I'm here to sing the welcome in the Sabbath. I was on another prayer line singing they welcome the Sabbath from 6 o'clock. So I was there around 7 o'clock, but nobody wasn't here. I just heard it playing. I said, okay, I'll wait. Yesterday I came on, nobody. Up to 8, I came off. I don't know if you heard anything on the line. You were there? Yesterday,
I just played a recording. I was at work. I just played a recording.
Okay. All right. Let me sing some Sabbath songs. Well, I'm going to sing 458. How sweet upon this sacred day. Welcome, welcome, dear forest. How sweet upon the sacred day. The best of all the seven, to cast the earthly foods away, and to think of God and heaven. How sweet to be allowed to pray, Our sins may be forgiven, but they can't be saved. Father who art in heaven, how sweet the words of peace to hear from him to whom it is given to wake the penitential tear and lead the way to heaven. And if to make our sins depart, in vain the will has striven, he who regards the inmost heart will send his grace from heaven. Welcome, welcome, the oppressed, to the world in kindness given. Welcome to the song of breath, as you beam in light from heaven. Day of calm and sweet repose, gently now the moment run, bound to soothe our cares and wounds, till our labor here is done. Welcome, welcome, day of rest, with thine influence all divine, may thy hallowed hours be blessed to this within heart of mine. How sweet the light of Sabbath is, how soft the sun means lingering dear, for these blessed hours the world I live, wafted on winds of faith and prayer. Seasons of rest, the tranquil soul feels the sweet calm of man's in love. And why the sacred moment rolls, faith sees the smile in heaven above. Nor will our days of toil be long, the pilgrimage will soon be tried, and we shall join the ceaseless song, the endless Sabbath of harvest. Lord of the Sabbath and its light, I hail thy holiday of rest. It is my weary soul's delight. The soul is my care one breath. The soul is of my care one breath. How sweetly now they glide along, how hallowed is the car and the year, transporting is the rapturous song, and heavenly visions seem revealed, and heavenly visions seem revealed. Oh, Jesus, let us ever hail thy presence with the day of praise. Then will thy servant never fail to deem thy servants doubly blessed, to deem thy servants doubly blessed. Is that enough, Sister Carla? Sister Carla, are you there? You want me to sing more? Another 6 days with Easton. Another Sabbath has begun. Return my soul in joy I rest into the day that God has blessed. Come bless the Lord whose love ascends. So sweet a life to me reminds. A blessed and because is given on this day more than all the seven. Oh, that our thoughts and thanks may rise as grateful incense to the skies. And draw from Christ that sweet repose which none but he who feels it knows. This heavenly calm within the breast is the best pledge of glorious rest, which for the church of God remains the end of care, the end of things. Yes, what a beautiful evening it is. We had a very beautiful day, this preparation day today. Very cool and quiet and breezy. Oh, it was a beautiful day, and I had a beautiful week, and I just want to thank God for every moment of that week, of this week, that I could, you know, I could speak, and I could sing, and I could do all kinds of things. I was calling my friends this evening. There was some of them, and one of my friends, I was calling her, and she sounds as though she was confused. I have to call her back, and I have to pray for her. Please remember her in our prayers this evening as we pray for those and who need our help and need our prayers. I'm asking you kindly to pray for her name is, her name gone from me now. Anyway, she is sick, and I believe she's sick because she sounds confused, and she was telling me all kinds of things. But I know she needs, and she's a Seventh-day Adventist, but her husband died in the pandemic, and it seems as though she's having a hard time to let go of her husband. So I am asking for prayer for her. Her name is Norma. Yes. Sister Carly, you're still there?
Hey, man.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm hearing you now.
Yes, I
thank you for opening my line so I could have sang some of these beautiful Sabbath hymns.
Praise
you
Lord.
Know. Yes.
Thank you again for sharing. Yes, we will keep you in
yes,
prayer.
Yes, I could sing again one more. Again, the day returns.
Okay.
And the day returns of holy rest. Which way he made where Jehovah blessed, where like his own he bore our liberties, and all be piety and all be peace. Let us devote this consecrated day to learn his will and all we learn obey. So shall he hear when fervently we raise our supplications and our songs of praise. Lord of all worlds, incline thy gracious ear, thy children. our hearts confine. Whose bird is endless and whose breeze is kind. Through life our shoe is guardian and friend. Loving Father, I come before you this evening, thanking you for this Sabbath day, this beautiful day of rest, where we can lay aside all our cares and all our worries and all our troubles. We could turn off the TV and we just could, you know, just sing songs of praise to you. Sometimes we need to sing to encourage ourselves in the Lord. I love to sing. You could tell, Sister Carla, that I love to sing because we used to sing when I was growing up. We had a lot of singing in the home. And I am thankful to God that I still have that kind of a, you know, I still have that desire to sing. And I will be singing when I get to heaven by God's grace. I'm not giving up my singing. I'll be singing then in that choir. I'm expecting to be there. I'm working to be there, and I hope by God's grace will be there. Thank you, Sister Carla, for all my learning.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Constantinelli, for coming on. Yes, amen. Thank you for coming on and sharing, and we will continue to keep each other in prayer and our brothers and sisters and our neighbors and friends and family, because I was reading an article, many that had COVID itself or had the shot, the COVID shot, their chance of having dementia has went up like 25%, and they're hallucinating and all type of the things is going on within the mind. May the Lord truly help us. He's soon to come because his creation, his creatures are you know, it's just sad to see what's going on and what's happening to his creatures. And the evil one is trying to corrupt the mind and destroy them. So thank you again for sharing. I'll go to the next caller. Brothers and sisters, please be brief now. We're almost at the 8 o'clock hour. If you have a testimony, prayer request, or scripture reading, please go ahead and share it before I ask someone to give us prayer for the speaker. I will go ahead and open the line for 518-650. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Hello, Sister Carla. Good evening. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany, New York.
Amen.
God is good. His mercy is everlasting and his truth. Endure it forever. You say it's late, so maybe I can get to sing. I just want to ask, please pray for me and my family. And
amen. Go ahead and sing your song. We have time for one more song. Go ahead and sing your song, my sister.
Yes. Amen. Holy day, Jehovah, rest of creation is the best. Lots of all the chosen seven, bless of God to man was given. Welcome. Glad we hail the presence blessed. This the great Jehovah's rest. First 6 days work was done, then the Sabbath was begun. Thus he blessed the seventh day, thus in resting we obey. Thousand have his plan reversed, resting now upon the first. Search the book and you shall know, there's no creature tells them so. All who speak the truth must say, it was man who changed the day. In God's word, no change appear through the whole 6,000 years. Thus I search, and when I saw only one great Sabbath law. Then I hastened to obey, plainly 'twas the only way. Welcome, 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 welcome. Glad we hail his presence blessed. Tis the great Jehovah's rest. And I'm going to read Genesis 2, verses 1, 2, and 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the hosts of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. O Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Lord, you have blessed the Sabbath. You have set it aside as a special day for we to worship. And, O God, as we come this evening now at the setting of the sun, Lord, into your Sabbath, we are asking you, O God, to set our mind on things above, things that is of you, Lord. Help us, O God, to be faithful. Help us to be true. Help us to do the things that is pleasing in your eyes so that we may be blessed. Continue to bless your people all around the world, O God. Bless this prayer line and bless all of us who partake, O God, and those who are in the background listening. Heavenly Father, take full control of our families, O God, wherever they are. Bless them, guide them, keep them from evil hands and evil angels, O God. Keep us all from the things that is so easily beset us. Heavenly Father, forgive us of our sins. Mold us and fashion us into your likeness, O God, and make us into what you want us to be. Lord, we are not worthy, but, O God, we come to you just as the prodigal son, O God. We are asking you to forgive us again and take us back, O God, because, Lord, we have sinned so many times again, and we are no more worthy to be called your child. But, please, Jesus, you do not cast us away. You do not forget about us, O God. Father, you do not turn away our prayer and our mercy from you, God. Please, search us and know our heart, O God. Try us and know our thoughts. And Father, if there is any wicked way in us, lead us in the way everlasting, O God. Bless all our families. Bless all our friends. Bless all our neighbors. Bless all those who have life, dear God. Help us to come boldly before the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and to find grace to help us in time of need. Lord, whatever we do, let it be done to your name and on glory. Help us to focus on you and you alone, because you is worthy to be praised. And Lord, without you we cannot survive. Without you we cannot make it. I am asking you to bless Sister Powell and Stephanie, O God, as they are in Jamaica. Heavenly Father, doing your business, O God, and taking care of your family, O God. They are your children. So, God, continue to bless them, continue to guide them, continue to lead them, Lord. And, Lord, when they are coming back, give them journeying mercies, O God, so that they may come back safe to tell of your goodness and your mercy. Be with the speakers and speak this evening, Heavenly Father. Let he not be seen, but let you be seen in him, and let words come from you. God, continue to bless, continue to guide, continue to lead and direct. Father, help us to think about your Sabbath, O God, and to forget about everything in this life, because there's nothing in this life but sin, shame, and disgrace. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you're doing now, what you continue to do. I pray and I give you thanks. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ, with thanksgiving. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Barnaby. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you for the prayer. Thank you for the song. And I just want to encourage and thank all my brothers and sisters for joining us. Welcome this evening to Advent Light Ministry Prayer Line. Happy Preparation Day and happy Sabbath for those who are in the Sabbath hours. Welcome those via the internet from China, Japan, the Netherlands, Caribbean, wherever you may be at this time, Canada, throughout the world, those that will be listening to this rebroadcast, may you be truly blessed and May the Holy Spirit cover you and be in your heart to that you will take heed to his leading and direction and counseling, because Jesus has sent him as a special comforter to each and every one of us that shall receive his promise. So thank you again for joining us. We have to go to the speaker to open the line for the speaker at this time. Those that did not get a chance to share, please join us to Sunday evening, and also Health Reform Thursday. It was a little late for Thursday that we started, but nevertheless, we were on. So please join us with your testimony Sunday evening at the same time. May the Lord continue to bless us. I will go ahead and open the line now for Brother Ricardo, 610-706. Good evening. Your line is now open.
Good evening, Sister Carla. Thank you so much for hopping in my line.
Amen.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath, everyone. Safe to another week. The Lord has brought us on our way. God is good, so we are in the line of the living. So we can say God is really, truly still on the throne. Amen. And we know that Jesus Christ is coming, beloved, in spite of all of these things that we see happening in the world. It's just to show us that we must get ready for our Lord and Savior, because the time is coming that we don't have to worry about bills and all these things. And so we can have a happy time in heaven. So my study for this evening, you know, it is Vespa. I'm going to just take my time, by God's grace. The last call to make the Exodus. The last call to make the Exodus. But before we go into it, let us ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit and the guide and the help of the Holy Spirit, because there is nothing in me. So I need of the Holy Spirit. So Father in heaven, we come before your presence. Nothing good I have done. Nothing good in us. As I present these words before your people, not to bring guilt trip, O God, but we as people, O God, you know what, we easily forget. And parents, as always, have to repeat themselves to their children. And Lord God Almighty, you are our Father. As we come before your presence in your Son Jesus Christ's name, Lord, help us to go the extra mile. We will go the extra mile to do anything else, but only come to your stuff. For our own good, we will not go the extra mile. We will complain and we will drag our feet. So I pray, oh God, that you will give us the spirit of boldness, the spirit of determination in these last days to make the necessary preparation what we need to do before it's time. It is too late. Now grant us now your Holy Spirit, and thank you so much for this Sabbath day again of yours. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This message is very urgent for all of us, beloved, because God will not know man to perish. And God has raised up the Seventh-day Adventist Church to teach the world, just like the Jews of old, to teach them the way of the Lord. And it seems like God had to send back the message back to Israel. Because remember when Jesus was on the earth, Jesus was saying that, I only come to the lost sheep of the host of Israel. And God has sent me as a minister to go back to his own people and to educate and to warn his people that we are way behind and we're supposed to be ahead of the world. And what the world is doing, beloved, we're supposed to be using the Bible and the spirit of prophecy along with history to show these signs and what they mean and what is the cause of these things. But the scientists and the thinking man in these last days, they are making their own decision. And they are coming, and their decision is detrimental, beloved. And this is not good. So they have the knowledge of the word, but not the knowledge of God. So we have to look into the word of God for our own safety. So, beloved, the spirit of prophecy talks about the signs of the times and how it is imperative that we leave these wicked cities and make our home in the country area. Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 9 and 10. The thing that hath been is that which shall be, and that which shall, and that which is done is that which shall be done, and there is no new thing under the sun. Is there anything thereof, it may be said, see, this is new. It had been already of all time, which was before us. So in other words, what the scripture is saying is God requires the past. So in order for us to understand the times that we are living in, we have to look back into the past, and we call it history, along with the spirit of prophecy and Bible. Go one more step with me. Go with me to Proverbs now. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. So, beloved, as you go into Proverbs chapter 6, remember, we are called as watchmen on the wall of Zion to warn God's people about the signs of the times, beloved, and to get all things ready to meet the crisis. Because we are told that, beloved, those who are faithful unto Jehovah are going to see all earthly support cut off. So, beloved, while we have time, we must make the necessary preparation. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. It says, go to the ant, thou sluggard, and consider her ways, and be wise, which have no guide, overseer, or rule. Provided her meat in the summer, and gathered her food in the harvest. So God is giving us, using a description, telling us, go look on the ants. Little ants that you see running up and down, running in your food, in your sugar and all these things, the honey. So the Bible is saying that, God is saying that, go to the ant, those sluggards. So why God is calling us sluggards? Because he realized that we are clumsy when we come unto his word. We don't move. He said, go to the ant, those sluggards. Consider our ways. Why I must go to the ants and consider her ways? And the Bible said, be wise. So in other words, God is saying that we must examine, study the ants. So that's why it's one of the other reasons why God wants to bring us to the country. Because if you realize, those of us who are in the country realize when nature starts to change and when the cold time, the birds then will fly, go somewhere that really warm. And we realize the ants, before winter and all of these things, you will see them all over the place. Like summer now, we realize they're making a lot of nests. Where they are gathering their food because they know that when fall or winter hits, they can't really come out. So that's why you don't see the ants around. So God is giving us this example as to us. Watch this now. Look at this. The Bible said, which have no guide. So there is no one to guide the ants. So listen, you need to come and do this around 3 o'clock or 4 o'clock. So the ants, they understand. They understand nature. They understand the time to get ready, the time to prepare. So the Bible is saying that go to the ants, those sluggards, consider her ways and be wise. Why? Which have no guide or overseer or rule. So the Bible is saying that there's no one to rule and govern the ants, even though that little insect. And he said, provided, so what the ants do, they provide her meat in the summer. Notice in the summer, you see all of the insects come out, especially the ants. You look at dealing with the ants. Every time you see a ant nest or whatever, they are preparing. And sometimes when it's cold or whatever, the climate change, you don't really see them. They already have enough food to sustain them during those time periods. So God is telling us that we as God's people, first, the first preparation is the spiritual, the heart condition. The heart must be right. How are we living in today? If I'm supposed to die tonight, go to bed, will I die in Jesus or will I die playing around with our whole soul salvation? Does these things make sense, beloved? Amen. And gather our food in the harvest. So there is a harvest time. So the Bible is saying that when you plant in the summer, you're going to also reap. So the Bible is saying that the hands gather her food in the harvest, when it's harvest time, when it's time that when the food is plenty, when things is plenty. So the ants, little by little, beloved, we as God's people, we want to do things one time. And we as God's people, when it comes to literal things, we will spend all of our money on that. Material things. But when it comes to when you're dealing with God's stuff, beloved, we cry. Why don't we put down a little piece right there, a little bit right there, so you can make the necessary preparation? If God gave you and I a car, beloved, and you don't treat the car right, and that car is deteriorating, failing, you don't do no oil change, you don't do no tire rotation or nothing, you don't wash the car, you don't do anything, nothing, and the car failed you, you think God will be willing to give you another car? No. Are you with me, beloved? So, beloved, the resource that God gave unto us, we'll put all of our resource in the world. But when it comes to spiritual things, huh, we sit down and think God needs to do everything for us. It don't work like that, beloved. He already gave us his resources. The Bible says God gave us health to gain wealth. So the Bible is saying that, beloved, that little hand, you and I is a giant, you step on the hand to crush him. But the Bible is saying that go to the hand, though slugger, and learn our ways, consider our ways, and be wise. So when you start learning what all the ants operate, and now you know how to plan and you know how to move, the Bible said, and be wise. When you consider our ways and be wise, then you're going to consider as a wise virgin. Go with me to Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2. Proverbs chapter 20, verse 2. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Are you hearing this, beloved? So God is calling us sluggards. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Verse 4. Proverbs 20, verse 4. Sorry. Proverbs 20, verse 4. The sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. Therefore shall he beg in harvest. Hold it right there. So God is doing the comparison. Are you seeing this, beloved? God is comparing his people with an ant. The ants in harvest, they are gathering. And so because God is saying that we who are intelligent, being the most intelligent creature he ever created is us, who are flesh. And it seems like the ants, they are doing better than us. The ants, beloved, this is what the Bible is saying, that the sluggard will not plow by reason of the cold. So God is saying that this is laziness, and God will not bless a lazy man or a lazy woman. The truth is the truth, beloved. Let us read this quotation, beloved, because remember the last call to make the Exodus. What is your Exodus? If you don't understand the time that we are living in, you will not understand that, listen, man, I must make the necessary preparation to make my final Exodus. Is it sin? Is it a sin in our life that we have to make that Exodus? What is it that hindering us to come up a little higher? When are we going to make the Exodus? When are we, beloved? It said, listen to this. The book Education, 179, paragraph 4. 5, sorry. Book Education, 179, paragraph 5. We are told the present is a time of overwhelming interest to all living. This is the time that we are living. Are you with me, beloved? He said, rulers and statesmen, men who occupy positions of trust and authority, thinking men. Hold it right there. So if a man is thinking, he's what? He's very wise, he's intelligent. But these thinking men, they are not God's people now. So that's why Jesus said, the children of this world, they are what? Wiser than the children of life. This is a rebuke, beloved. We're supposed to be ashamed when we read the scripture. Lord have mercy. The children of this world, children of darkness, Lord, are wiser than the children of light. Lord have mercy. Rulers and statesmen, men who occupy a position of trust and authority, thinking men and women of all classes, have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about us. Hold it right there, beloved. Are you hearing this? So we are told that the thinking men and women of all classes have their attention fixed. Why? Upon what? Upon the events about us, taking place about us. They are watching the string. Jesus tells us we must be watchful. Pray and watch. They are watching the strain, restless relation that exists among the nations. So the power that be, beloved, this is why they come up with their plan. They realize that the earth is about to come to an end. All things are about to come to an end. And so, beloved, so they are blaming on climate change. They are saying that the sun is hot. Never it is, beloved. Never been so hot. But, beloved, if you and I, we are reading the Bible, we will understand and we're supposed to be educating the world. No. Why all of these things? Why the element is breaking out like this? Why tornadoes, storms, frequent hurricanes? Because men have violated the law of God, transgressed his law, and changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. So that's why we are told that the judgment of God, they are falling in the earth. So that's why we have a message, beloved. The first angel says, fear God and what? Give glory to him for the what? The hour of his what? Judgment is what? Come. So if God is saying, if this is the judgment of God is come, that means this is about vengeance of God, right? He's going to punish the disobedient. So God loves us so much. He's saying that, listen, you need to make your exit up. We are told in the Bible and the spirit of prophecy, beloved, it is because of God's people. If it was not for us, God will pour out his seven last plagues on them that violate his law. Because of us. And God asks us to do one thing. Keep his commandment. Beloved, people who are not Adventists are leaving this. They realize, but Seventh-day Adventists, we are blind. We are falling asleep. We fall asleep, beloved. COVID wake up some of us up, and we wake up, beloved, and when they're hoping up, give us some more freedom, we go back to sleep. No time to cry, beloved. It's time to work. When Joshua was on his knees, beloved, crying out, Lord, have mercy. God said, Joshua, get up off your feet. It's not no time to pray. Go and search the camp. Go and work. We are told that we must pray and work. All we are doing, pray, but no faith, no work. God will bless your effort. We are told that God will bless our effort. Too long, beloved. Too long. We are told, beloved, no man gonna go, none of us, beloved, as Adventists, supposed to be into the city because the things that is coming from God love us so much. He wants to protect us. He wants to preserve us, our minds. Because what is coming, we are told that it's going to be such a time of trouble such as never was since there was a nation. You and I, pen cannot describe, beloved. A movie cannot, Hollywood cannot even describe it. And we see trouble. We see the law. We see the church embracing LGBTQ. That tells you now, beloved, everyone who's embracing it, every pastor who's embracing it, every church member or sister who are embracing it, they're in for some fire, beloved. Remember Sodom and Gomorrah? Why God burned on that city? God come to examine Sodom and Gomorrah. And when they beat upon the church door, Lord have mercy, when they bring their Sodomism into the church, at the church door, beating down locked door, beloved, angels did, blind them. Many are blind leaders leading the blind, and both going to fall into a ditch. And now we are telling God's people that we must accept them. We must let them know there is salvation, beloved. And Jesus loves you so much to show you that you can change your life. Jesus will give you the power. He can give you the strength. They are watching the strange, reckless relations that exist among the nation. They observe the intensity that is taking position of every earthly element. Who doing this, beloved? The thinking man. Men and women of our classes, beloved. They fix their attention on these things. But let you talk about among Adventists. We must not focus on the Pope. We must not focus on some current event. You are not a Seventh-day Adventist, beloved. If you know your issue, these words will never come out of our mouth. Because the great showdown, beloved, is over Sabbath and Sunday. It's over Christ and Satan. It's over the papacy and the church, the true church, beloved. So if you are saying that we must not focus on Pope Francis, what he's doing, you and Pope Francis are friends, beloved. Because we are called as Seventh-day Adventists, we are called to expose the wickedness of the man of sin. Rome never changed. And she will not and cannot change. But Protestants change, beloved. We are told, beloved, we have nothing to fear for, beloved, except we forget. Seventh-day Adventists, we forget how the Lord has led us in our past. We forget our past history. We forget that this church was found on prophecy. We forget that this church is going to end on prophecy. We are told that ministers should present the sure word of the spirit of prophecy, which is the foundation of the Seventh-day Adventist church. What is our foundation, beloved? Prophecy. Some may say, I believe in Jesus. If you believe in Jesus, you're going to have prophecy, because it's prophecy, the testimony, beloved, in the spirit of prophecy. And Jesus said, if any man will do his will, he shall know of the doctrine. What is doctrine? The prophecy of Jesus Christ, or the teaching of Jesus Christ. And now we, Seventh-day Adventists, we fail the world. Big time. They observe the intensity that is taking place, taking position at every early element, and they recognize that something great and decisive is about to take place, and that the world is on the verge of a stupendous crisis. Hold it. This is our writing. This is the spirit of prophecy. So we are told, beloved, the thinking men and men of all classes have their attention fixed upon the events taking place about us. What they realize going on. They recognize the thinking man, the scientist, the evil man, the Satan worshippers. They recognize, beloved, that something great and decisive is about to take place, that the world is on the verge of a what? Stupendous crisis. So in other words, beloved, the thinking man or the scientist, you could say, are seeking to explain the things that are coming upon the earth. So who's going to explain to the world what is going on? Because the government and everybody is saying the same script. You look at the news, climate change, emergency, all of these things. But where is God's people? The Seventh-day Adventist, every member of the Seventh-day Adventist church supposed to be at the forefront, challenging the world and showing them, listen, this is what is going on. This is a true deal right here. What the world is showing us, they are showing us Satan's agenda. We are told, beloved, in the spirit of prophecy, this is the marvelous work of Satan. So, and all of these things, aliens, Biden, every one of them accepting it. So we must listen to the artificial intelligence. They are dealing with demons, beloved. Demons is instructing our leaders. Demon is instructing the government system. Demon, beloved, people are going doing witchcraft now and all of these things, denying and rejecting the Bible. And a lot of Seventh-day Adventists, beloved, we are doing witchcraft, warfare in the church and wanting to receive a blessing. But Jesus said, departed from me. I never knew you. You workers of iniquity. Now they are talking, beloved, how will America collapse by 2025? What about this number? Remember the emergency? You remember COVID? This emergency is over. Now it's time to get ready. You remember the emergency? The emergency lock us down, right? And they give us a freedom. Watch this now. 2025, beloved, they are telling us it's going to be another shutdown. It's going to be another virus, and we have to come up with another vaccine. And this vaccine, beloved, this what these little vaccines, even though it kill a lot of people, they are telling us, beloved, this one, those ones in the past, they are Mickey Mouse. So this time you're gonna come with force. You can lose your property, you're not gonna be able to work this time. You think when they threaten some of us that we can't work and we go with the agenda, beloved, this time you go along with their agenda, you're gonna be out cold. These are poison. This is coming from Satan, not God. And we are Seventh-day Adventists. We reject the counsel. We reject the help message. And we are told that, beloved, when we do this and we reject it, beloved, the preachers must not pray for that sick one. Because if the preacher pray for you, he are praying presumptuously. He is praying presumptuously, beloved. So we have a fearful message. But when we reprove and rebuke, we must exhort the people. Let them know that there is a balm in Gilead and there is a physician there. We must not lower the standard to suit their fancy, to go along with them. We must let them know that our standard is high and there is one who can give us the letter of Jacob, which is grace. Angel descending and ascending, bringing service to us. To cough a little higher. Go with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17. Remember, the thinking man, beloved, or the scientists are seeking to explain, right? The things that is coming upon the earth, are coming upon the earth. All of them, beloved, they see they're coming up with climate change and all of these things because of global warming and all of these things. But for us Adventists, everything what the news media said, we follow. They brainwash us. And we don't. Why? Because we don't read. We don't study. We have all of the evidence, all of the message, all of the history, all of the writings that tell us the great showdown. And we don't understand because we are not studying. Running around with a chicken without head. Beloved, we have our message. Let us go back and to study and to show yourself approved. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 17 read, then I beheld all the work of God. Remember, the thinking man or the scientist, they are trying to explain the things that are coming upon the earth. Can they? Watch this now. Listen to what the Bible says. Then I beheld all the work of God, that a man cannot find out the work that is done under the sun. Because though a man labor, this is what the thinking man they are doing, beloved. They are studying nature. They are studying the climate. They are studying the ocean. They are studying the grass, everything, beloved. They are studying the soil. See that the soil is depletion, beloved. They are saying that we don't have enough food to sustain the world. That's why they're coming up with a depopulation. Why they are coming up with depopulation? Because they are looking at these things. This is what we need to know, Adventists. We know, we are told that the earth is waxing all like a garment. But when we see these things, we don't know. Remember the spirit of prophecy, much of woe. This is why they are coming up with this. They may not know. They have little light. But, beloved, we have the true light because they are getting their information from demons and we are getting our information from heaven. Listen to what he said, beloved. Because though a man labor to seek it out, yet he shall not find it. Yea, rather, though a wise man, listen, beloved, remember the Bible said, go you to the ants and consider her ways and be wise. This is why Jesus said, beloved, the children of this world is the power that be, the merchant, the great man, the rich man, the moneyed man. You get it now, beloved? The Illuminatis and all of them, the Rothschild, the Rockefellers, the ones who own the banks. When Jesus said, these are the people of the world. They do the things of the world. Listen, beloved, yet he shall not find it. Oh, yeah, ready. Though a wise man think to know it, though a wise man think to know it, yet ye shall not be able to find it out. But if a man tried to seek out and labor and to study, look into science, that's why they're saying that listen to the science. But we have the true word of God, the true blueprint. This is fake science coming from Satan. So now, beloved, if the wise man, the Bible says, though a wise man think to know it, yet he shall not be able to find it, able to explain or understand the work of God. But God have a people on this earth who will explain, who will understand, who will familiar with God's ways or his will. Now, a question for you, beloved, because the Bible said no one going to be able to find out the work of God that is done under the sun. Right? Now, a question, who will explain these wonders to the world? Because if you cannot find out the things of God, how God do things, right? These are wonders, or you could say these are mystery, right? But God have a people on this earth who will know and understand. Because remember, whenever God is doing something, he never does something without his people. No. Are you with me? Watch this now. Go with me to Psalm 25, verse 14. Let me give you an idea. Psalm 25, verse 14. Listen to this, beloved. Psalm 25, verse 14. It says, the secret of the Lord is with them that what? Fear him. I want you to look at that word, secret, and the next one, fear. Listen again. The secret of the Lord is with what? Them that fear him, and he will show them his what? His covenant. And remember now, we are reading the Bible to get an understanding of what God is saying. So God's going to, everything that God is doing in heaven, he's going to have a people on earth to understand what is going on. When Jesus, when Jesus about to make a transition from the holy to the most holy place, did he have some people on earth to show what is going on in the heavenly sanctuary? Amen? So now, beloved, so God is saying that, the Bible is saying that the secret of the Lord is with them that what? Fear him, and he will show them his what? His covenant. In other words, beloved, hold it. Because nobody's going to just reveal their secret to you. They have to know you personally. Are you with me? When you know Christ personally, he's going to show you secret things. Are you with me? Or hidden things. That's why Jesus used to preach in parables. These are secrets. And the disciple have to come to him and try to say, Master, explain these things to us. And he said, why do you speak to them into parables? He said, because it is given unto you to know the mystery of the kingdom of heaven. Listen now, beloved, let us come back. So in order for us to understand God's secret, we must have an intimate personal relationship with him. Amen? So now the Bible said, in fear, look at fear first, and we'll come back to secret and covenant. Because the Bible says the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. This is a condition. All it right there. Who will God reveal his secret to? Them that what? Fear him. Hold it. What does it mean to fear God? In Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7, I think it said, the fear of the Lord, yes, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. But fool despise wisdom and instruction. Hold it right there. So the power that be, beloved, they despise the instruction. They despise the word of God. So listen to what the Bible says. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. Hold it right there now. Watch that word. Keep that word. Knowledge. Are you with me? So the Bible is saying that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. So God's going to give a people on this world a knowledge. But this knowledge is going to be secret to them and God. Are you with me? And now God's going to give us the authority to share. Watch this now. Powerful, beloved. We come into covenant. The secret of the Lord, again, beloved, is with them that what? Fear him. I remember Deuteronomy 29:29. The secret things belong to our Lord, our God. And the things that he revealed unto us belong to us and our children. Are you with me? So listen, beloved. So fear, remember this word, fear. So God's going to give us Adventists, only the Adventist church have a unique message that no other denomination has. So this is like a secret, and God wants us to share it. He says, prophesy again. Let us break it down, this word knowledge. Because remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of what? Knowledge. And fool despise wisdom and instruction. So let us look at this word knowledge. Who will explain these wonders to the world? Let us look at Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. Isaiah chapter 28, verse 9. The world, they are trying to explain whatever and telling us whatever this needs. Really, they are telling us what their plan. But God already has his plan laid out for them. But we are naive and deceived because we are not studying. We don't appreciate what we have. Listen to this, beloved. Isaiah 28, verse 9. Who shall he teach knowledge? Hold it right there. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the what? Beginning of what? Knowledge. So remember, God's going to give his people, a special group of people in this world, is knowledge. This knowledge is coming from heaven. But it's going to be secret, sacred. Watch this now. Who shall he teach knowledge? And who shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. Hold it right there. Why does the Bible say them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast? Remember, when a newborn babe come to Christ and accept Christ, they're on fire. They have such a zeal. And the Bible said they have a desire to grow thereby. So they have a desire, want to know more of Christ, want to know more of the doctrine of Christ, want to know more of the what? The knowledge of Christ. Are you with me? So they're going to grow thereby. When they are growing, the Bible says, them that are weaned from the milk, they are not on milk anymore. They grow teeth. Are you with me? So they can eat the harder food. Are you with me, beloved? Hard food to digest. And drawn from the breast. They are not on milk anymore. Are you with me, beloved? So we must grow as God's people. So which knowledge is this? Because the Bible says, who shall he teach knowledge? Look at this now. Go with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. Listen to this, beloved. Are we going to look at covenant? Come back to covenant, because we are breaking down Psalms 25, verse 14. Now, beloved, we're coming back to covenant. When you reach our 2 Corinthians, you say amen. All right, amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 6. For God, who had commanded the light to shine out of darkness, remember this, watch this word, darkness, had shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge. Holy beloved, don't move too fast, lest you miss the blessing. So knowledge is what? Light. If we don't have the knowledge of Christ, what we in? We are in what? Darkness. So Jesus is comparing now. The children of this world, they are wiser than the children of light. Why? Because the children of light, they do not appreciate the light. Jesus said, walk while you have light, lest darkness come upon you. So now the darkness is leading the children of light in the way of darkness. Jesus said, if any man, Jesus spake unto them, saying, if I am the light of the world, he that follow me shall not walk in darkness. In error, shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. Notice what the Bible says, for God who commanded the light to shine out of what? Darkness. Our mind is dark. Our understanding is dark. Our reasoning is dark. So that's why God said, come now. Come now, Advent Light. Let us reason. I will reason with you, and I will give you knowledge of light. This is the secret of God's word. Why? We are told that, and if this gospel is hid, it is hid to them that are what? Lost. They are in a lost, temporary condition. Are you with me, beloved? Now it comes to make sense now, right? Does these things make sense? Amen. What is now? For God who commanded the light to shine out of what? Darkness. Hold it right there. Darkness. Why this word darkness? We are told in Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, he had translated us from the power of darkness and had translated us in the kingdom of his dear son. So God come to us, deliver us from darkness. Deliver us from lacking knowledge, from destroying of knowledge. Are you with me? For you say, my people are destroyed for lack of what? Knowledge. They are destroyed for the lack of the light of the revelation of Jesus Christ. Does these things make sense? Powerful, beloved. For God who commanded the light to shine out of what? Darkness, had shined in our what? Heart, to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus. So when others see us, they're supposed to look in on the face of Jesus. They see the glory of Jesus radiating through us. Are you with me, beloved? To give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So Seventh-day Adventist Church have the doctrine of Christ, have the teaching of Christ, which is the secret. The Bible says the secret of the Lord is with them that what? Fear him. And he will show them his what? His covenant. What is this covenant, beloved? Because remember, beloved, the power that be, they are coming up with their own plans. And we must understand what is going on. Covenant. Go with me to Isaiah 24, covenant. What is this covenant? Now, before we go to Isaiah 24, go with me to Deuteronomy 13. Let me go there. 13. Oh, I missed that one. 3:13. Let me go there. Deuteronomy, actually, 3:13. Let me go there first. And I'm going to go to Isaiah. Deuteronomy 4:13. Sorry. Deuteronomy 4:13. Come to my mind. Thank you, Lord. Bring back this to my mind. Deuteronomy 4:13. Look at Deuteronomy 4:13, because remember, we are going back. I'm back at Psalms 25:14. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. So we're looking at covenant now, because these verses, they are speaking clearly to us. Beloved, because we are told in the spirit of prophecy, God's going to unveil more truth in the word to us that we make, beloved. In other words, and these are the light of his revelation. Are you with me, beloved? And he say, and he declare unto you, Deuteronomy 4:13, and he declare unto you his covenant, which he commanded you to what? Perform. Even what? 10 what? Commandments. And he wrote them upon what? 2 tables of stone. So what is God's covenant, beloved? Is 10 what? Commandments. Listen again. Let us read. And he declare unto you his covenant. Make something known. Are you with me? Which he commanded you to what? To perform. So if we're going to perform to do something, beloved, so that means God require us to do these things. Are you with me? So God says, which he commands you to what? Perform. In other words, to do, to live it out, to practice. Because when you go to work, you're going to perform your duty. Are you with me, beloved? Which he commanded you to what? Perform even 10 commandments, which he wrote them upon what? 2 tables of stone. Go with me to Isaiah 24. Because, remember, the spirit of prophecy says that the thinking man, they are watching this train, and they realize something stupendous, a stupendous crisis is coming upon the earth. Are you with me, beloved? So why are these crises in the earth? You have natural disasters, and you have disasters of man and the demon. But God is falling, the plagues of God are falling. Are you with me, beloved? Isaiah 24. Let us read now, because we want to know why is the judgment in the land. Because for us as God's people, we can even give somebody a study, beloved. Are you with me? Not even looking in the Bible, your mind, like your Bible in your mind, beloved. Are you wanting to walk, be a walking Bible? Watch this now. Isaiah 24, verse 4. Watch this now, because you have to look at, remember, they are saying that the elements and all of these things and the ocean and the smoke in New York and all of these things, beloved, climate change, orange smoke and all these things. Listen to what the Bible says. For us as Adventists, for us as Christians, if we are students of prophecy, students of the Bible, listen, the earth mourneth and fadeth away. Hold it, pause. You see a pause right there. Don't move too fast. Let's miss the blessing. Hear what the Bible is saying, that the earth is what? Crying out. So nature, if we affect nature, nature going to react. Are you with me, beloved? So this is because man, they are defiling the earth with chemical and pesticides and all of these things, affecting the fruits and herbs. Are you with me, beloved? So now the Bible says the earth mourneth. The earth is crying out. You remember when Cain killed his brother? God said, Cain, where is your brother? Your brother blood cry out to me in the earth. So the earth is crying out, beloved. The earth is alive, beloved. We are told, beloved, in the spirit of prophecy, that the earth holds many riches we know nothing of. Let us come back. Isaiah 24, verse 4. The earth mourneth. The earth is crying out and fadeth away. Can we see these things? Tanya the flood watch and all of these things. Tornado watch. The world languisheth and fadeth away. The haughty people of the earth do languisheth. That word languisheth means pain and suffering. Can you see pain and suffering is on the arising in the earth, beloved? We as God's people, we are not studying because we supposed to be the head and not the tail. Seventh-day Adventist is the head of all church, not the Roman Catholic. They are the tail, beloved. We are the head. Can you not see crime and violence, pain and suffering? People are going through pain. People can't be able to pay their rent. People can't be able to pay for their house mortgage, beloved. These are the things that we see on the horizon, pain and suffering. People are believing their government, beloved. Whatever the government say, we run with it. And what is the result? Pain and suffering. Verse 5. The earth also is defiled under what? The inhabitants. Holy. Who? Defiling the earth. The inhabitants thereof. Because what they are doing? Because they have what? Transgressed the law. Pause. In verse 4, the Bible said the earth mourneth. So we are breaking what? Natural law and what? Spiritual law. So now, beloved, what we are seeing, the earth mourneth. The earth defiled under the inhabitants thereof. Because they have transgressed the what? The laws. Change the what? Ordinance. We are changing the way our worship. Change the way our sing our song. Change the way our eat. Change the way our dress. Change the ordinance. Broken the everlasting gospel covenant. What is this covenant again? Remember, I gave it to you previously. Deuteronomy 4:13. And he give us the Ten Commandments, beloved. So let us move on now. Let us move on. Time is almost run out. Listen to this, beloved. We have 761 days left. Climate activist interrupts the procedure 2023. So somebody come, beloved. So this is a article right here. So this was published February 25. No, it was updated on 2023, February 25, but really this come out February 24, a day after. So now, when this just came out, beloved, because remember, we are dealing with 2025, and they're also saying, beloved, that's going to be a civil war. And we are told these are all of these things in the spirit of prophecy. Why are going to cause civil war, beloved? When the prices go up, and it's going to cause starvation, and because the money man. Because they control the market. It's going to be starvation and also what? Civil war. Can you not see the prices going up? Knocking out the middle class? And only you're going to have poor, rich and poor, beloved. This is what's going on. They are telling us, beloved, 761 days. How many days in our year? 360. If you want to look at Bible, in Bible. But we know that the calendar where we... A lot of people use 365. So let us look. 360 plus 360. It would give you 720, right? Just say 2 years and a month. Let's round it off like that. So what year we are in now, beloved? We are in 2023. So they are telling us in 2 years, beloved, it's going to be a catastrophic mutating event. Remember when in 2020? To 21, to 22, catastrophic mutating event will strike world in 2 years, cyber attack expert fear. So you're hearing this, beloved. So they are coming up with their plan. They have knowledge. The Bible said this is not what man wisdom teaches, which the Holy Ghost teaches. So God wants us to prepare in these last days. They are saying a lockdown, and they are saying a lockdown 2025, we lost control. Lost what control? Because of what they're trying to do, kill us off. The world is not for us. A lot of us, we run and vote for these men, put them in office, and we are told, beloved, the sins that they commit in office is held over our head. We are responsible for their sins. Responsible. And church, we have to repent and say, Lord have mercy. And even if you know, you still go ahead, beloved. Can you see what the president is doing? Can you see what the government is doing? Who is your president? Jesus Christ is my president. Who is your leader? Jesus Christ of Nazareth is my leader. Try to help out the church, beloved, and try to help out my brethren. If I know these things and don't tell you, beloved, I don't really mean you no good. We are told, beloved, the restraining spirit of God is now being withdrawn from the world. So if the spirit of God is withdrawn and judgment is falling, what are you going to see? Hurricanes, storm, tempest, fire, and flood. You're seeing these things going on, right? Fire and flood, especially fire. Disaster by sea and land. Are you seeing this? Tornado, flood, and all these things. Rain. Follow each other in quick succession. Scientists again, beloved. This is taken from Science Seek to Explain All These. This is taken from Testimony for the Church, Volume 6, 408, Paragraph 1. Testimony for the Church, Volume 6, 408, Paragraph 1. I got to tell you these things, beloved. It may be heavy, we know it's best for, but beloved, I can't allow you to sleep. When you hear my voice, you have to wake up. Are you with me, beloved? No time to sleep. Are you with me, beloved? It is time to wake up, beloved. Out of sleep. We are told that the days, they are evil, and we must redeem the time. Are you with me, beloved? These signs tickling around us, telling of the near approach of the Son of God. All these things that you're seeing, beloved, is just telling you the Son of Man is near. How are you living? Are you dabbling with sin? One foot in and one foot out in the church. These signs sticking in around us, telling of the near approach of the Son of God, an attribute to any other than the true cause. Men cannot discern the centennial angel restraining the four winds that they shall not blow until the servants of God are sealed. But when God shall bid his angel loose the wind, there will be... Are you hearing this, beloved? It's a sealing time, beloved. Sealing time, going on time, beloved. The Spirit of God is withdrawn from the earth, and this will result in wars, bloodshed, flood, famine, etc., beloved. Jesus is coming. He is coming. I can't tell you that Jesus is coming and all will be well. No. I would be a false prophet. It's getting worse and worse. And if you are faithful, beloved, that means, you know, you're far away from Jesus Christ. Because the Bible says, great love, perfect love casts out, perfect love casts out all fear. And love, true love comes from Jesus Christ. We'll work till Jesus comes. We'll work. Beloved, we need to work until Jesus comes. This is our work. We have a fearful message. And if we work, beloved, he will keep us. He will guide us. He will put words in our mouth. He will touch our brain socket, light up our mind with revelation from heaven, beloved, to speak unto his people. Maranatha 174, paragraph 3. The judgment of God are in the land. The wars and rumors of wars, the destruction by fire and flood, say clearing that the time of trouble, which is to increase until the end, is very near at hand. We have no time to lose, Advent light. We have no time to lose. The world is stirred with the spirit of war. Can you not see it? We are seeing this, beloved. The world is stirred with the spirit of war, Advent light. We see this. The prophecy of the 11 of Daniel have almost reached their final fulfillment. So in other words, when the 11 the 11th chapter of Daniel meets its final fulfillment. Which chapter we are going in? Daniel 12. Daniel 12, 1 says, and when Michael stand up, what's going to happen? There's going to be such a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation. And we are close, Advent light. We are close. So now, beloved, question. Okay, we're on another time. Just want to give you this word of encouragement. We need to see God like never before, church. Let us see God, Advent light. We have the power of the authority. We have the key. But some of us, God give us a key and we throw it down. Beloved, we have the key. We have access to God. We have access to heaven. Call on the great Jehovah, the great I am, beloved. He loves us. He cares about each and every one of us. His will let no man to perish. The only way for us, beloved, we are told that there is greater death to die to the world like never before. And the only way we are told that we cannot be a perfect Christian living in the city. When I see that, I say, Lord have mercy. If you want to see Jesus Christ, nothing between you and your God, come what may. Jesus said, remember Lot wife. Remember Lot wife, Advent light. The last place you're not supposed to be in the country. Country is not running and hiding. Country is character development. Because God going to have a people who are going to develop character and going to make up the number of the 144,000 so they can stand and to be a hunger. They can stand to be a persecution. They can stand to go to jail. They can stand to be hanging up on a pole and not even see death. They think the 144,000 are not going to suffer. Go back and read the quotations. Go back into early writings. We are told they're going to suffer many trials. But God will see them. God will take care of us. He will sustain us. But if we don't know him, beloved, he's going to say, depart from me, I never know you. There's no more time to warm bench. Beloved, we have crowns waiting for us. There must have soul that we bring. We must bring a soul and say, Lord, I need a soul to bring. Bring a soul with you to Christ. Jesus is coming even to tell of his goodness, tell of his love, tell of his soon coming. Tell people about the urgency that they must give their life to Jesus. Let us pray. Lord in heaven, we come before your presence. You give unto me this message for your people again. And Lord, sometimes we take this message with such a fear. And you say you never give unto us the spirit of fear, but love, power of a sound mind. When we are so fearful, when we hear your very message, we think that you are against us and you are for us. And we are so loyal to Satan. We are so loyal to the things of this world. And when you tell us something, we're so fearful, we get confused. But you say, come, let us reason. When it comes to spiritual things, we don't know how to reason. We reason with fear, with anxiety. But Lord, you say, come now, let us reason. Lord, reason with us. Save me, O God, because I am not even ready myself. I'm not ready. I need a touch. Pass us not, O gentle Savior. Touch each and every one of us. Visit us, O God, wherever we are at this moment. Thank you so much for this preparation day. Thank you so much for the Sabbath. Again, Lord, we're able to see another day. Forgive us of all of our many sins that we commit against you, put into hope and shame. Thank you so much for this prayer line. Continue to bless my brothers and sisters. Help us to remain faithful until the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Brother Ricardo, for that message. And just want to thank you again for being, let the Lord use you mightily to bring this message to each and every one of us, because there's a preparation that needs to be done in our hearts, in our home, in the community, in our church, everywhere we go. And I just want to thank also my brothers and sisters for joining us. Happy Sabbath. And Isaiah chapter 26, starting at verse 3, says,
Thou will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. Because who we trust in God. For trust ye in the Lord forever. For in the Lord Jehovah is everlasting strength. So only in the Lord Jehovah can we find everlasting strength. And that strength that will endure. And it's strength that's forever, everlasting strength. Amen. And also chapter 4, CTBH, it says, only one lease of life is granted to us, and the inquiry with everyone should be, how can I invest my power so that they may yield the greatest profit? How can I do most for the glory of God and the benefit of my fellow men? For life is valuable only as it is used for the attainment of these ends. So we are here to glorify God and to do his bidding and to do the work that he has called us to do. We're not here for ourselves, brothers and sisters, so let us remember that. Let us be faithful. Again, thank you. Let us say a brief prayer. Kind and loving Father, again, we thank you for the message, the messenger. We ask that you will be with each one of us as we contemplate in our heart the message that we have heard today and throughout this week, how you have spoke to us through our prayers, our devotion, messages that we have listened to each other, through others, you have in songs, you have spoken to us, Lord, and the preparation that needs to be made, because we are in the last days. We see it all around. People are just dying, and it seems like there's no remedy, Lord, but you have the remedy. If they would call upon you, trust in you, and surrender to you, they can be saved. So help us to share that with them. Help us to encourage them and pray for them to repent and seek the Lord. Bless us. Protect us and guide us. Be with those that are going to church at home or in person. Be with those that will be driving. Be with our children, Lord. We love them, but you love them more, and they belong to your families and friends. Each and every one of us in the community. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with honor and thanksgiving. Amen. Again, blessed Sabbath, brothers and sisters. Jesus loves you, and I love you too. Be faithful even until the end. Amen.
Redeemed.